like a dream come true. It's a fate too.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly
Auto Parts. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem, where it is now New Year's Day. Both Israelis and Palestinians hope that 2025 will be better than 2024. But there is still fighting in Gaza, and 96 Israelis, both living and dead, are still being held in Gaza. A new UN report finds that Gaza hospitals are on the brink of collapse because of Israeli attacks. And now for more CBS News, here is Christopher Cruz.
2025 has already arrived in Australia, New Zealand, South Korea, Japan, and India. Officials in Chicago are pleading with residents not to do what some of them often do to ring in the new year, fire guns into the air. Mayor Brandon Johnson.
As folks across the city ring in the new year, I'm asking again each of you to celebrate safely and to do it responsibly to ensure that we are peacefully beginning the year of 2025.
A man was pushed onto the tracks in the New York City subway system today and hit by a train. He's in critical condition. This subway rider was horrified.
Things seem to have gotten a lot worse, and I'm just so sad that it happened today. It breaks my heart.
Also today, police identified the woman who was set on fire and killed days before Christmas on a subway train in Brooklyn. She was 57-year-old Debrina Kawam of Toms River, New Jersey. There's been another massive blackout in Puerto Rico. Details from CBS's Dave Malkoff.
Power company Luma Puerto Rico says this island-wide outage started early this morning when there was a fault in an underground line. Right now, they are restoring power in sections, but for many, this is too much of a reminder of what happened after Hurricane Maria 7 years ago. Reporter Alanis Quinones is there.
People are getting anxious, angry, frustrated with how much time could it take?
Because full restoration could take up to 48 hours.
Investors had a banner year on Wall Street, but CBS's Linda Kenyon tells us many of them don't expect the same in 2025.
The S&P 500 did especially well. The economy was healthy and inflation was lower during 2024. But many investors feel the gains of the past 2 years may not continue, in part because the Fed has signaled it may not make major interest rate cuts, and in part because many stocks are more expensive. In addition, investors have begun to question when companies spending on AI technology will begin to pay off.
It was a good year overall on Wall Street, although the market has tumbled sharply over the past couple of weeks. Traders this afternoon celebrated on the final day of the year. The Dow again closed down, although only slightly. The benchmark S&P 500 index closed down almost one-half of 1%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was off almost 1%. The markets are closed tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Ralph Malicki was sworn in as Racine County Executive during a ceremony at the Ives Groves office complex yesterday. District Attorney Tricia Hansen administered the oath. Malicki fills the seat left vacant by the unexpected death of Jonathan Delagrave last June. Health officials in Racine County have increased access to free Narcan. They've installed two new public health vending machines. The machines with Narcan and fentanyl test strips are available 24/7 at the Western Racine County Services Center in Burlington and the Piggly Wiggly in Union Grove. A third location provides access during business hours. That's at the Racine County Public Health Building in Sturtevant. Wisconsin flags will be flown at half-staff for nearly a month to honor former President Jimmy Carter. A national day of mourning is scheduled for January 9th. A trash reminder, garbage collection won't happen tomorrow due to the holiday. And connected to the holiday, in Racine and Kenosha, people have options for safe rides home during the New Year's celebrations. You can learn more about the Tavern League of Wisconsin's Safe Ride program and AAA's Tow-to-Go service at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles are on the road in Rhode Island tonight to take on the Providence Friars. Marquette now 11-2 for the season. Head coach Shaka Smart on being ranked 8th in the nation again this week.
In sports, it comes down to what color you're wearing, you know, and which side you're on and which perspective you have. You know, what I tell our guys is we're going to control the controllables, and that doesn't change regardless of the results out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago against the Bulls. A recap on those games coming up later tonight. NFL, the Packers reviewing the tape of their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought there was a lot of things within our own control in terms of playing with fundamentals and discipline that we did not do a very good job of, and that was disappointing. It just was sloppy football.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or snow showers tonight with a mostly cloudy sky. Could even be a little rain mix this evening. Lows in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, more clouds and a high around 30. Some early flurries. Partly sunny Thursday, highs upper 20s. Currently 35 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? It takes a hiring manager or an executive an average of 16 minutes to do this. To do what? decide if someone's right for the job.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get while the getting's good. Get your ride to the end of the highway where the neon's trying to wood. Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. You can find the perpetual motion. Fix your mind.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Down to give me a rainbow. Everyone knows it's windy. news and timeless hits. WRJN.
American Woman on WRJN, and happy birthday to Burton Cummings of the Guess Who turns 77 today. Well, recently on his morning show, Don Rosen spoke with authors Tom and Christy Manis, and they talked about their book, Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. And one of the things they talked about was the term bubbler.
Is that just a Wisconsin thing?
It is. That's so funny because Christy is from the Madison area. I am from the South, but I got here as fast as I could. And but when we met, we've been married for over 29 years. But when we met, she was talking about a bubbler. And I'm just like, what in the world is a bubbler? Why do you call it that? It was just the weirdest thing. I'm like, that is just weird. So that's funny.
But it's not just Wisconsin. We would like to think that it is. But parts of Australia use the term bubbler. And so does Rhode Island.
Well, when I go to Australia, then I'll know what they're talking about, right?
That's right.
In the Capitol has an old bubbler on their grounds, and I've seen firsthand now, you know, why I think they call it, there's a round ball that the water comes over, which I've never seen anywhere else in the world.
That's authors Tom and Christy Manis, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor receipt craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are gonna charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Rosseffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
what's next. I want to stick around, I want to get my kick. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in old Sailboat. Go down into the jail, let's rock. Down into the jail, let's rock. Down into the jail, let's rock.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN from Elvis Presley. It's Jailhouse Rock. I was just reading that it was 1 year ago today that Taylor Swift surpassed Elvis Presley for the most number one weeks of any solo musician in music history. Let's take a look at that forecast as you're heading out tonight for your New Year's Eve celebrations. We are looking for a little bit of rain early on, maybe a little snow later. Cloudy and a low of 25, tomorrow up to 29, and Thursday up to 29.
There's a light. just to be with you.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County has expanded access to free Narcan. Two new public health vending machines have been installed. The outdoor machines, available 24/7, offer free Narcan and fentanyl test strips. You can find them now at the Western Racine County Services Center in Burlington and the Piggly Wiggly in Union Grove. A third location is inside the main entrance of the Racine County Public Health Building in Sturtevant. That provides access during business hours. Following a decisive victory in the December 19th special election, Ralph Malicki was sworn in as the new Racine County executive yesterday. He fills the seat left vacant by the unexpected death of Jonathan Delagrave last June. Out of about 12,000 votes, the businessman Malicki got about 8,900 of them. There are options for getting a ride home in Racine and Kenosha. The Tavern League of Wisconsin has the Safe Ride program, which offers a New Year's Eve lift home. AAA has an effort called Tow to Go. That's available to members and non-members and provides free vehicle tows within a 10-mile radius for impaired drivers. Getting out at Bong might be a good way to start the year. Bong and all the other Wisconsin state parks will mark the state park's system's 125th anniversary with first-day hikes on New Year's Day. It's said to offer outdoor enthusiasts a chance to explore the state's natural landscapes. People can choose from guided or self-guided hikes at various locations. Vehicle passes are available through most local libraries and the DNR website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or snow showers tonight with a mostly cloudy sky. Could even be a little rain mix this evening. Lows in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, more clouds and a high around 30. Some early flurries. Partly sunny Thursday. Highs upper 20s. Currently 35 degrees.
WRJN. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. She's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Whitney. Withers, Ain't No Sunshine, WRJN. He was born on the 4th of July, actually, in 1938, the youngest of six children. He spent 9 years in the Navy where he had speech therapy to overcome his stuttering, and in 2015, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
I'm ba 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 ba.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. There's a subreddit called No Stupid Questions, where presumably you're free to ask anything and it won't be viewed as a stupid question. So here are some recent questions asked on No Stupid Questions. You can decide for yourself if they're stupid or not. Number one, is there a non-harmful amount of time I could be microwaved? Number two, if people from Poland are called Poles, why don't we call people from Holland Holes? Number three, for how long can you sustain yourself on Rice Krispies cereal? And finally, number four, Old MacDonald had a farm, not has a farm. What happened to his farm?
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in. This time to
promised lands
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich? Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Your daddy,
who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken, any time?
Any time to show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way. Then at 7 o'clock, Lou Regani steps in with a special New Year's Eve edition of Music of the Stars. That's coming up from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. tonight. I'm Kurt Vollman. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2 for New Year's Day. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Have a safe night.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo. Kings. nothing to lose.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Lauren Comito in Amsterdam, where the fireworks ban hasn't stopped New Year's revelers from going all out with the firepower. The city is putting on a safer, more sustainable electric fireworks show, which is able to proceed despite the heavy winds that canceled other, more traditional firework displays. Even though it's a new year, old habits, as you can hear, die hard. And now, for more CBS News, here's Christopher Cruz.
It's going to be cold and rainy tonight in Times Square, but these kiddos are sticking around.
Happy New Year!
This woman made a special trip to be part of the most famous New Year's party.
I love to travel, so I got a chance to be here for the ball drop. Woo!
American Airlines Flight 4642 from